But what's my motive for charity? Because I want to give what I have. Not because I have to, but because I love the person. And sisters, a good synonym for love is to give. To give. And the more deeply I love, the more I will give. And give what? Give whatever I have. And then finally, mercy. Mercy is the highest level of altruism. When I practice charity, I give to someone who does not have a right to what I give. But I give it out of love. When I practice mercy, hear it. I give to someone who owes me. In other words, mercy is not ordinary charity. Mercy is love, all right, but it's loving what kind of people? Unlovable people. By nature, whom alone can be loved? Whom can be loved naturally? Only those who love us. Nobody else. Or they really don't love us, or we think they don't love us, and yet we love them. That's mercy. In other words, mercy is costly love. Mercy is repaying. Mercy is repaying injustice with love. Somebody has been cruel to me, unjust to me. Harm me, maybe very seriously. I love that person. Sisters, that's not ordinary charity. That's mercy. Now, the preservation of love and bodily integrity. We must use, both for ourselves and for others, ordinary means to preserve human life. Now, charity may require that we use even extraordinary means. And nowadays, sisters, if people are sick or beyond a certain age, doctor friends of mine, medical doctors, they tell me there are now two kinds of medical books used in training doctors. Medical books that take care of people under 60, and medical books on, caring for people over 60. Those under 60 you keep alive. Those over 60 you help to die. The Little Sisters of the Poor, I think we mentioned them before. They take care, as you know, of the aged. The United States, they sometimes have to move these old people from one city to another because the law tries to force them to, deprive these aged people even of basic food and drink. There was a home for the aged run by the government on the east coast of the United States. in 5 years, a very large home. In 5 years, I was told by one of the nurses, she knows that some 2,000 persons were killed, old people. Do I have good money wasted on keeping these useless people alive? And sisters, you better have a lot of faith to believe that just because a person is beyond a certain age, he don't just will help that person to die. And as Frank knows, in Michigan we have a Dr. Kevorkian. And he promotes, well, killing people to, well, help them, as he says, to, well, commit suicide. Now, the key is for persons who are, say, either aged or sick, even mortally ill, the key is he must want to keep the person alive and use whatever means we have to keep the person alive. In other words, allowing somebody to die is not the same thing as wanting that person to die. Am I clear? Now, just a word about euthanasia. You know what euthanasia means? It means literally, well, a happy death. Literally. And this is widespread. And sisters, the United States practices euthanasia. And among the countries on the American list is India. Do you hear me? And as, say, we go through the streets here in Calcutta, as we will this evening, so many people . In other words, we believe that human life is sacred. And euthanasia, which has many forms nowadays, is widespread. So it's not just abortion, which is a terrible crime. The lowest legal figure number of legal abortions in the world annually is now over 65 million every year. Those are legal abortions. The real figure is higher. But then, terminating, as we said, people's lives, either because of the condition of their health or because of their age, or say as in a country like India, just too many people. And let me tell you, in a country like the United States, oh, how they limit the number of immigrants, the number of people that can annually enter the country. You know why? The reason is that the Americans might have more for themselves. There's no such thing as overpopulation, sisters. Do you hear me? That's a lie.